Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help the next guest?
Hi.
Okay.
I do everything, service, almost everything in store. It's very difficult for me because my husband is not very happy to sit at home. He in a bad mood and he want to back his job, but he can't. He has pain in his arm.
Sina works a minimum wage job and is the sole provider of a family of four. She came to Canada 5 years ago, fleeing from the war in Iraq and in search of a new place to call home.
I left my country for two reasons. One reason of the war that happened in 2014. And the second reason, it was I born the first boy in Iraq, but in the hospital, it died.
After her first baby boy passed away in Iraq and the rising tensions of the war, Sina moved to Jordan where she had a healthy baby girl. Nevertheless, the living situation there was not ideal, and when she got pregnant again, she saw the opportunity to move to Canada. But tragedy was looming around the corner. Her second son was born premature.
After 4 months, I born the second one, Sherbel. He premature, he come five months early. All these 6 months we just stay at hospital. I wasn't speak English, I don't speak anything English. I was very scared, it was everything new for me. But the best thing was my sponsor helped me a lot. After 6 months, we take Sherbet to home. And now he is in the kindergarten. And he's very active.
Even with a healthy baby boy, Sina wasn't able to find herself in Canada for a long time.
I will not lie, I wasn't happy. Long time I wasn't see my family and my husband's family. I was alone. I feel I am nothing here. I didn't do anything. I don't know anything here. I don't know anyone here. I was just want to be alone, not to speak with anyone or do anything with anyone.
But little did she know that a light would shine on her and her family very soon.
Trick or treat!
My daughter and with her friend they go into ticketry, and I was told in my language come in, yalla, and she asked me, are you Arabic? I told him yes, I am Arabic, and she said, where are you from? I told him I am from Iraq. And you? She told me I am from Lebanon. Why I didn't see you before? I told him me too, I didn't see you before. And just is maybe five or six houses between me and Hannah.
Sina's connection to Hannah has gone beyond that of an interpreter. She has become a pillar in Sina's life. They consider each other family.
Since then, it's been a very close relationship. I feel Sina's like a sister or a daughter because I'm older than her. And it just feel like I want everything good for them, like I'd like for my family, you know. I want the kids to be as successful the same way I want my kids to be successful. And it's not easy here. It's not easy in Canada to navigate the system.
Even though she has faced multiple hurdles since the moment she set foot in Canada, Sina has not stopped fighting to give her family a better life. And now, with her positivity and with some help from Hannah, she managed to get her permanent residency, putting her one step closer to her dream of living a happy life.
I am really happy, and I feel I am very strong, and I can do everything I wanted because I have now language and I have citizenship, and I can looking for another job or do something different, maybe take another program and to see what job is good for me or get money, more money. My hope is very, it's not very, very big, but I hope to be happy with my kids and my family.
This is Maria Jose Lopez for Say News.